Right now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Pagano. Pat.
Yes.
So I walk out of my house, and it's just drizzling a bit. And I get to the station, and by the time I get to the station, I have to come in a downpour. I mean a downpour. And all I could think of was, you know, if I had only left the house 10 minutes earlier, I would have been fine.
Yeah, that's hard to time out.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I made a mistake. I didn't look at the radar before I left the house. Otherwise, I would have sped myself up. But this rain that we're having should be gone pretty soon, right?
Well, we're thinking, we're thinking maybe around 10, 11.
Okay.
And then this afternoon, the wind picks up, the temperatures fall, and it turns partly sunny.
Now,
tonight will be just the opposite of this morning. It'll be clear, breezy, and cold at 25 to 30. Sunny and brisk Tuesday in the mid-40s. We'll have sun with increasing clouds Wednesday, 45 to 50. And it looks like some rain comes in Wednesday night. Periods of rain will taper off Thanksgiving Day, but not until the afternoon sometime. And the highs will be about 60 degrees. There's still a chance of showers in the 50s on Friday. So pretty soggy week when you think about it overall.
Well, I'm looking at the radar right now, and I'm seeing something that I don't normally see. And I'm seeing most of the precipitation flowing from the south to north, except there's one little line that's in the middle of New York State, not in the middle, but closing
right,
in.
That's moving northwest.
Yeah.
Right, that's the cold front.
Okay, so that's the cold front.
That's actually behind the cold front, and the south to north is ahead of the cold front.
Okay. As you don't normally see, you know, two batches of precipitation like that moving in totally different directions.
No, and that's all lake effect, but lake effect rain, not lake effect snow. So that's what's happening behind the front. And that's why, of course, temperatures will drop as well. That's cold front number one today, and then cold front number two comes in on Thanksgiving Day. It would be nice if that cold front picks up a little speed, you know, and again, like today, gets out of here by afternoon. But right now, the indication is that it may still be lingering this afternoon. Thursday afternoon, excuse me.
We don't want lingering cold fronts. That's like having lingering guests at the house. You know what that's all about.
I sure do.
Just never go home.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about that Thursday, so thank goodness for that.
So did you get everything set up, all your electricians, all stuff for the holidays?
I ran all the lights on Friday. I ran all the wires.
Yeah, all the wires.
On
yeah.
Friday, right.
So that's all done.
I put up the snowflakes against the white pillars on the house, so you don't really see them because it's white on white.
Yep.
And now it's just a matter of getting the lights out and the lighted figures. And not worried. Yeah, I mean, I would say maybe 60% of the job is already done.
All right. See where Christmas Chronicles 2 is coming out for the holidays on Netflix?
Right. Yep.
Christmas Chronicles 2 years ago was an outstanding movie. You know, did you saw that, right?
Yeah, I did. That's what's his name? Playing Santa.
Yeah. It was a really great modern Christmas movie. Well, the second version, it was so popular that they made a second one, and that's going to be released, I think, in the next week or so on Netflix.
Yeah, in fact, I've seen it already on the Fire Stick. So you may be able to get that on Fire Stick. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well,
sometimes what they do is they show the ad, and if you click on it, it will just keep going around and around and around and around because it's not there yet.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a look, but I'll definitely watch that because I enjoyed the first one. It was just a plain, fun movie to watch.
There's quite a few new Christmas movies out, so that should be, you know, that's a good thing. I watched part of the American Music Awards last night, and that was surprisingly pretty good.
Are you watching? How did they do that, though?
They just had a few people way up there. In the theater, Down below, no people at all. And they had the acts on the stage. And if the acts had backup dancers, all those people were wearing masks.
All right. I was wondering how they were going to do that.
Yeah. And it was good. It was creative, and you know, the songs were good. I thought, from what I watched, I think maybe I watched the first 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes. I thought it was very good. I thought whoever put it together did a nice job.
All right. So we've got a Thanksgiving Day right now that looks 50-50. The beginning part looks okay, but the second part, no.
Right. No, the beginning part doesn't look okay. That's where the rain is.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Once again, I've got it backwards. As my grandmother used to say.
Yeah, and we're hoping, the faster the front moves, the better it'll be.
You know, when I was a kid, my grandmother, if I got something backwards, you know what she would say to me, even if I was 5 years old?
Yeah.
You got that ass backwards.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. As a five-year-old kid, you're wondering, what does that mean? Instead of just saying you got that mixed up, you got that ass backwards.
Yeah, that's funny. Aside from that, that's it. We're just, we're moving right along. I mean, when I say moving, we're moving, aren't we, Marshall?
Yeah, we are moving.
Thanksgiving week, boy.
We're moving. We're moving to Southern California. We're moving to San Diego. That's where we're moving.
I don't know if you want to go there now because California's not doing too well.
Well, we're not doing too well up here either, to be honest with you. We just had another COVID infection at Salisbury Central School. It's what they predicted would happen. And unfortunately, because if they said if we didn't do things right, that I never believed that we would see close to 200,000 cases a day.
Yeah.
They predicted that. They're right. And now the deaths are going up where they're between 1,500 and 2,000 a day. I just didn't believe those predictions. And now it looks like if things keep going the way they're going, before the real effect of the vaccine comes out, we're going to be between 350 and 400,000 people dead of this. And I couldn't comprehend those predictions. But unfortunately, right now, it looks like they're accurate.
Yeah. Well, we could always hope that they're wrong.
Well, that's what you hope against hope. And that's what, when you see somebody without a face mask, don't criticize them. Just say, you do realize that we're now approaching 300,000 people dead. Protect yourself. Protect yourself from me. Be nice about it. Don't demand that they do something. Otherwise, you're going to get popped in the nose. But
right.
just bring up a fact like that. So, anyway. Well, if ever there was a year for people not to go visit the Rockefeller tree, it's this year. Because that poor tree, I'll tell you.
They're trying.
At least they saved the owl. The owl is safe and sound.
Yep.
The owl. The owl came with the tree, and they finally got it out, and it's safe and sound. I don't know how they're gonna fill up that one side of the tree, but they'll figure out some way.
I know that from what I've seen, they were saying that the Macy's parade, some of it will be taped, the other part of it will be live, but there'll be no in-person viewing. So my thinking is that no one knows where the parade's going to be.
Well, there's only one place it can be.
Well, how are you going to stop somebody from seeing that?
You can't. You can only suggest they not go see it. You can't really, people, they're not listening. They're not listening about masks. You think they're going to listen about a parade?
I don't know.
We live in a crazy country, Pat, but we love it.
Sure do.
We love it.
Yep.
We love it. I can't complain. There's probably no place better in the world to be, but we still live in a crazy country.
Yeah, and we all have to be safe. That's it. Just be safe.
All right, yep. Pat, I want you to be safe and be dry, and I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast on Robin Hood Radio.